Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It's just me, myself, and I.
I don't know this song. I love this song.
I heard it,
but I don't know who it is.
This is such a good song to roll to in the car.
Like just driving in the car, doing drugs in a car.
No, I don't do drugs.
You said
driving.
Roll to, so I don't know.
Oh my
God. See, I don't do drugs, but I know the terms.
How do I put up with this girl? Hey guys, welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Hopefully, in a minute, my producer will get our graphic up. I'm just realizing we're still on the last show. No big deal. But hey, it is Megan joining you. I'm a little raspy again this week.
I'm working a lot.
No, I'm just working a lot. My voice is strained. But anyway, I chose this song tonight because that Vanderpump Rules squad is just all about them. Hey, what's up? Okay, no props.
Oh, okay.
Tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Solo ride until I die, cause I got. I love how you're singing. I'm just like, taking a sip. Don't really know this song.
I'm lip syncing, so no one has to hear me sing.
You're not a good singer?
I love this song. I'm a terrible singer. Plus, I have this raspy voice. It probably be cracking all over the place.
I feel like you love it. You're like, I have a raspy voice today.
I think it sounds a little better than the usual.
Hey,
what's up? Hey, guys. It is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. And you guys, Megan and Justine joining you this week. And we're jamming to Me, Myself, and I. G-Eazy.
We miss Dan, but he'll be back next week, right?
He will. He's having a fun time in San Francisco. Forget what he's up to out there. I don't know. Work, friends, probably
he
both.
He posted a picture. It literally looks like Full House because it's like the shot of it. I'm like, Full House.
Oh, he probably went on the tour to find the Full House house. Oh, fun. Well, anywhoozy, we're playing the song in honor of the fact that it kind of seemed like no one really liked anyone on the reunion tonight, and they're all about Me, Myself, and I.
Yeah, everyone hated each other.
Have to say, I'm feeling slightly underwhelmed, but we'll get into that. So it was reunion part one of season four, and I am your host tonight, Megan Stecker, and you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker. I'm my lovely co-host this evening.
You guys, you can find me on Twitter at JustineDevanna3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
Perfect. Okay. Overall thoughts tonight. Go ahead. What was like your overall, like one word to encapsulate the evening?
Wait. Chaotic.
Chaotic. Okay. I'm gonna say underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed?
Here's my problem is that I'm so used to it being the core group of cast members and there being a really deep rift between them. And there's no deep rift between anybody anymore. It's kind of like we're recycling old news and cycling in new cast members. So nothing was too heated for me. And I was
really?
Like,
wah, wah, wah. I mean, I don't think it was like too heated, but I think, I don't know. I think that everyone was fighting.
Not so much. I felt like James was putting on airs and trying to make it seem like there was a lot of arguing going on.
Just like maybe you think just to make it interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, because, you know, they got into just Kristen and James, like, just pretty much talking about, like, him and his drinking and then, like, the whole thing where they hooked up, but he was, you know, he told Lala that they hooked up and, like, they, when they went out to dinner that one time, like, they were just arguing about that whole entire situation. And so I feel like that was real because they really seemed like they hate each other, Kristen and James. Like, one minute they love each other, one minute they hate each other.
Totally. Well, she's been embarrassed by him enough to hate him, so.
Yeah, very true.
That's her own fault, though. Hey, Kristen, I'm a Kristen. Not mad at you. So, would it overall, like, who was your favorite look tonight? Because I was very highly invested in, like, makeup, hair, and outfits this evening.
So funny, because actually we got a tweet, and Reality TV Podcast tweeted us, and I wrote down, they said, Lala hopefully is spending the next few weeks interviewing for new makeup artists. It's so funny you just asked about that. I completely disagree. As a makeup artist and hairstylist, I loved her look. Like, for maybe the majority of, like, majority person just watching, they're probably like, oh, what's with the pink eyeshadow? What's with, you know, the contour, like, the face? I liked it. I love that, like, pink eyeshadow. I loved her look. I think she was my favorite.
Okay. How did you feel about Ariana's hair?
Okay, I was going to bring that up, too. You're beating me ahead of it. I love the style. I'm just confused. Like, I feel like everyone has, like, pink hair unless it was our TV. Because everyone had, like, light pink hair.
No, it was the tinting on our TV.
Okay. Because I was like, everyone looks like they had that. Because that is it. That whole, like, baby pink kind of pastel color. It really looked like that's what they all had to their hair. So I was like, is this our TV?
No, the blonde hair on our TV is looking pinkish. It's just something's off in the coloring.
Well, I liked it, even if it was. I liked it.
I felt like, for me, it was, like, a bit too much. Like,
for her?
It was, like, too many extensions, too many clip-ins, and the braid was giant.
See, I'm, like, I'm all about that.
She's such a gorgeous face that I didn't think she needed all of that. It just looked heavy to me.
Yeah, I think it's just when it comes to reunions and shows like that, if you look, they're also made up. Look at Kristen. Yeah. She looked better than she ever does. Like,
I know. Well, I loved Ariana's dress. Like, love, love, love.
Yes.
But because it was so, like, simple and cutouts and symmetrical, I felt like she didn't need all the big hair. Like, the hair didn't really match the outfit.
She should have done something either if she was going to wear it back, just like a nice sleek ponytail or bun.
She has such a gorgeous face and really beautiful features that, like, a slick pony would have been.
And I feel like she doesn't really do her makeup a lot. So, like, on the show, I never really noticed, like, not saying, oh, I didn't think she was pretty. You don't really notice. She's kind of more plain, it seems like. So it's, like, seeing her all dressed up, I'm like, oh, you know, she, changed it up a little bit. And I think she could have been, like, really on point. Mm-hmm. But you know what it is? I love, like, different kind of crazy hair. So I was just like, ooh, love that hairstyle. But thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, it probably would have been better if it was just, like, sleek back or something.
What about Sheena's look? How did you feel?
I thought she looked nice. I mean, I thought that I just, and it's like, I don't like talking about someone's weight. I really don't, but the only thing I could say is she just looks so thin. Like,
that's all I thought the whole time, too.
Like, I wasn't even looking at, like, her hair or makeup or clothes. I was just like, and I'm not sitting here to be like, oh, girl, you're too thin, like, be mean about it. It's just, you're asking my opinion, and it's, mm-hmm. like, I really couldn't. I was just focusing on, like, how skinny she looked.
Yeah. She just seemed a lot thinner than everything from this season.
Yeah.
And it is months later, so it was just a little striking.
And she's thin to begin with on the show.
Yeah. Kristen, I thought, looked amazing.
She looked really good. And I never think she looks amazing, and she looked pretty good.
Let's hear it for the Botox. She's actually been getting a lot of fillers to balance out. She talked about it on Watch What Happens Live. To balance out, she did break bones in her face when Ooh. She fell and had to have reconstructive surgery. So she's been doing a lot of fillers to kind of balance out the face. And there have been times where she looks like a little puffy, like it's been so recent.
Yeah.
But she looked like perfection on the reunion, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, best hair I've seen her have in a long time, best makeup I've seen her have in a long time. I thought she looked amazing.
I feel like everyone's kind of into that. She has, like, your length hair, right? Our length
yeah.
hair today. I feel like this length is in, even though mine's totally not real. It's okay.
We're all lobbing. Lob, lob, lob. That is so funny. We're like watching we're like watching ourselves.
Oh, I was like, is that? I was so confused. I looked at the screen. I was like, is that us?
That's us. For people listening, you're like, what the heck are they talking about? There's a little monitor up on the. Oh, yay! We have
is
our
this
comments.
The live feed?
Yeah, this is our comments. Yay!
We are so stupid. No, we're so stupid. I really, you know what? We really wanted to every week, guys. We're like, we should do a live feed.
I
and then
this.
We never do it because, like, by the I always forget to bring my computer.
Shout out to Sue Fleming. She said, I'm a Kristen. Yes, girl. High five to that.
Ariana is secretly an old lady, but that's what I love about her.
It's from one of a kind. I love it. She's like an old soul. She's super chill. She's super wise. She doesn't get all wound up in this kid crap that all these other goofballs are up to.
I love it.
All right. Well, let's move on from just the look.
The one thing really quick about her look, I just wanted to add her, like, I'm so into the highlight and contouring, and it did look like I loved her makeup, but you could noticeably tell her nose contour. You could noticeably tell her. I feel like they needed to blend it a little more.
Okay.
That's just me. Because I'm like, I do it for a living,
yeah.
So I'm looking and I'm like, I just had to add that in there.
I would love someone to give me a Beyond nose contour. Anyway.
I'll do your makeup. We still need to do it.
Oh, that's right. We're going to do a video. Okay. Let's go start with James from the beginning of the reunion. James is currently suspended again while they taped this reunion just a few weeks ago. So,
damn.
This kid cannot keep it together. Do you think there's any hope for him, or you think he's just ultimately going to be permanently fired?
I literally don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once a part of me is like, yeah, he'll get it. But then there's, like, a part of me that it's almost like I feel like he's that kind of person that he just literally, I don't know if it's, like, a continuous cycle, you know?
Yeah. No,
I
think
know.
It
what
is.
What do you think?
I think that the consequences he's been handed either don't ever really get to him and don't really matter, or he does have a substance abuse problem. You know, I think he needs to kind of hit rock bottom to appreciate what he's been given. I don't think he gets it. I think he's too young and it was too fast and he doesn't appreciate. He's only 22, I think, at this point.
Jesus.
Or 23.
And when I met him, like, he looks older. Like, mm-hmm. maybe it's his height, but, like, I'm 25, he's 22. I was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. he's like a baby.
I love how Andy called out the whole. So back in the beginning of this season when Kristen and James broke up, he was totally boning.
What was
her name? Was it Rachel? I forget already. How
and
sad
Sue
is that?
Sue Fleming said that James will be fired eventually.
You're right, Sue. You are right. So Kristen, I think what's weird is he's going to be fired, but they're going to find a way to keep him on the show, which will be interesting.
Yeah, of course, because I think, like, when it comes to Lisa's business, she takes it seriously, so mm-hmm. she takes it seriously, and obviously, not saying she doesn't take the reality show seriously, but the reality show, that's what makes it interesting, is James mm-hmm. being fired, James doing this, James doing that,
mm-hmm.
and so I think that you're right, that maybe he'll be fired so that, like, he's not working at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But you know what they could do? They'll probably do, like, what they did with a Kristen or Stassi.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, they're not on the show.
But they'll still find a way to follow.
But they'll still be on the reality show, yeah.
Exactly. So, Kristen admits that she found this smoking gun the Uber receipt to prove that James slept with this girl by digging through his trash folder of his email. I love that. It's so Kristen.
I still can't believe you think you're a Kristen because you're so nice.
I am. I would totally go through a boyfriend's trash folder to find evidence.
I feel like I wouldn't even think about doing that.
Hi, babe. Are you watching? Clean up the trash folder and the deleted folder.
It just wouldn't come first to my mind. I think that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah. Not saying I wouldn't, but.
You're so trusting. I'm just one of those women that's very like.
I'm not. That's the funny part. I'm really not. I just am, like, not the smartest person, so I'd be like, I wouldn't even think, oh, look at the trash. But now I'm like, okay.
Mm. Well, the funny part is that James tries to flip it around and say that Kristen was always cheating on him, and this is the first time he finally got back at her. That her phone would ring, she'd run off and cheat with somebody in the Hollywood Hills and then come back home to him. Do you think this is James making up stories, or do you think that really went on in their relationship?
Jesus, this relationship. It's so hard because I could see Kristen doing that, but then again, I'm like, I could see James lying because he doesn't want to look like an idiot. So, like, again, I feel bad because I really don't freaking know. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think his argument seems stronger for the fact that Tom was like, she cheated on me a lot, and every 5 minutes I find out somebody else she had sex with and cheated on me with, so.
Yeah, for sure. I don't freaking know. These people are psycho.
They are. Oh, my God. You know what? It's like, I love this show, but it's edited so well. And then when you get to the reunion, you're like, these people are terrible people.
Yeah, you're just like, damn.
But I love this show. I love you, Andy Cohen, for creating this show.
I know. Thank you. Seriously, thank you, or else we wouldn't be sitting here having a great time.
It wouldn't be such a celebrity fave either. If it weren't for you, Andy.
Oh, my God. When they were bringing up that, like, Lady Gaga and John Lennon were, like, a fan.
John Legend.
John Lennon. Wrong person. John Legend.
I love it.
You know what I mean? They were, like, oh. Like, they were, like, so... They were literally so, like, in awe. Like, yeah. Like, I remember Jack's face. They're just like, yeah. Like, yeah. John Legend loves the show.
And, Chrissy Teigen, love her. Hey, shout out to One of a Kind, said she's also a Kristen. And Sue Fleming said, yay, everyone checks the trash on the computer.
And then yes, One of a Kind says, that's the only way to get the truth is to be a Kristen.
Yes, with exactly. An angel sign. Exactly. I don't know why everyone hates on Kristen. She's just doing what
she's
we all would do.
She's doing what she gotta do. I would exactly. Totally do it, too. Now you have the. Now I have the idea. If I ever have any... Ever have any suspicions?
There you go. That's how you gotta do it. Lala said, Andy asked her how many times she's been flown somewhere by a rich man.
Oh, God.
Just for her company and no sex. And she said, I've lost count. I loved her this whole season, but they gave her I feel that she was given a great edit. I like that she is very much herself. I don't know. In the end, I lost her in the last couple of episodes. I was just, like, not that huge of a fan anymore.
I don't like when she... It almost seems like she's talking down to people. Like,
okay.
Like, when she says, like, oh, you do you, boo-boo kitty. Or she said, I thought I wrote it down, baby girl. She called Katie baby girl. Like, that's just, like, if someone was to do that to me... Like, think about if I'm saying it to you. Oh, Megan, okay, chill your... slow your roll, baby girl. You'd be like, you almost feel like they think that they're inferior. And, I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know if she really feels that way, but I just don't like... I don't like when she says those things. Mm-hmm. I liked her, too. I just don't... I don't like when she says those things. I think it's weird. And I don't understand how she... supposedly goes and I know people that don't have to sleep with guys that buy them lavish things and bring them places. Like, I know for a fact there's girls that don't hook up, so I don't think she's lying when she says she doesn't get with them. I think she just ends up doing it, and I don't know how she does it, because I can't I've tried. It doesn't work. I can't freaking find a sugar daddy. Like, we were talking about seeking arrangement that one time. I just tried. I wanted to see if we could see what would happen. And I couldn't even do it online. Like, I don't know how this girl does it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty exhausting to constantly be turning someone down and being like, get away, no. I just came for the free trip, sorry. Like, you know, people catch on pretty quick that you're not going to put out.
I would slap somebody in the face, call me baby girl, my man. Oh, and like Ariana, she turned into Lady Macbeth. Unless it was my man. Baby girl.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's so true. No, seriously.
One of a kind. That's funny.
I just think it's so stupid. I just don't. Like, have you ever gotten to a fight with someone and the girl's like, okay, babe, or the smile.
Yeah.
Or the fake, like, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think she does it when she's feeling, like, threatened.
Like, ganged up on.
Yeah, totally. That's when that kind of language comes out.
Or she does it because it's almost like she doesn't know how to do it. An escort is totally different than a prostitute.
Right.
Oh, she said she was an S.
Well, she never said that. But basically, I guess that's what her... When she said, I've never had a real job until I came and worked at Sir, maybe that's because she was always an escort.
I don't see anything wrong with being an escort if you're not doing anything sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I mean, if I could, I would, but I can't. I don't know how to get myself in those situations. Maybe because I'm not made to be an escort. You can escort without sex. It's possible. Depends on the night. Well, escort is technically somebody that just escorts. Does it necessarily mean they're effing? Exactly. Okay. Exactly. I think we have two totally different
opinions. But anyhow, she also denies that she ever used the word bully. So a lot was made of the fact that she was feeling really ganged up on by all the girls in the beginning of the season.
Actually, I see that.
Through the whole season.
I see that.
I really felt like the word bully was used at some point, but she denies ever used it. I don't know. I guess we have to go back and watch it.
I think I definitely see how they ganged up on her.
Yeah.
For sure. That's the one thing I just don't like that she does. And I've been taking a look at her Instagram. I don't know if anybody follows her, but she it was really funny. Someone compared one of her posts to Miley Cyrus because the way she talks and types, like, yo, you babies, and like does these weird pictures and like takes these weird emojis and puts them in the picture. Like, she's kind of out there. I don't know if you've seen it. You should check it out if nobody's seen it. It's weird.
I saw a couple of pictures she posted with a friend that's a female the past couple of days. Like, my wife. I don't know.
She's been posted. I don't know. She's been posted.
She's so much younger than me. I'm not down with the kids lingo.
I forget. How old is she again?
I don't know. Under 25, I'm sure.
Damn.
But let's move on to Sheena and Shay. So somebody finally takes Sheena to task on the way that she handled Shay's sobriety issues this year. So Andy really called her out on the fact that of the way she spoke to him. I know you were like outraged because you have dealt with addiction with people around you that have addiction problems.
Yeah.
And we were all like outraged by the way that she talked to her husband as far as like, have a little bit to drink, but not a lot.
Yep.
So here's the thing that I thought was major that we hadn't been told up until now is that he had stopped taking pills 6 months prior to the whole, like, him leaving the house for a week and then coming back, which I think we were kind of led to believe as viewers that he was still having pill problems and that's why he left. And it's almost like he left because she was getting on his back so much.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly he was off the pills for 6 months cold turkey and they were still having so many problems 6 months later that he left. I don't really know. Maybe it was more of a depression thing, like a breakdown where he just needed to get away from her. I mean,
Maybe the problem was
her and not the pills then.
Yeah. I mean, they seemed really, really good on this after show because they were just like, what did he say? He was like, I take 100% responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just surprised by when he said that. Because when you watch it, she was nagging the whole time. Like, she was literally nagging on him.
Mm.
And that's why I feel like we got outraged. She's like, I don't really know what what's up with them now. Mm-hmm. The thing about the show that's confusing is it was, I know it was all taped back then, and like on social media you see them being like, everything's fine, and then on the reunion, which is just taped recently, people seem to be annoyed at each other again, so it's like, you don't really know if they're just kind of stirring it up just to give it ratings, you know?
Right. Well, Shay, there was a whole weird thing where he said, oh, well, we had other people there as a buffer. Because when he returned home, it was a room full of people. It wasn't just Sheena. And it basically was like he couldn't even handle being around her alone. Like, that's how overpowering she is, that they needed people around to be a buffer. I thought that spoke volumes, and that was pretty sad.
Damn. I don't know. That whole pill substance abuse thing. Mm-hmm. I'm happy they worked it out.
Me too.
I'm happy they worked it out. Oh my God, it takes them forever to get to the content. That doesn't make sense because we're talking about it.
Whatever.
We're talking about the content.
Jax claims he didn't know.
As Lala would say, sorry, boo-boo kitty.
Jax claims he didn't know about Shay's issues, which, I don't know. He fought with Sheena about weird. And he apologized for talking a lot of shit about their marriage. And then Sheena claims she doesn't talk down to Shay anymore, which I find very hard to believe. And then Lisa Vanderpump apologized. So Andy took her to task over her, what she had said about their relationship, their marriage, his problems. And she apologized, which is something she never, ever, 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 ever does on The Housewives.
That was literally insane. No, mm-hmm. Like, I have never seen her be so, like, sympathetic and apologize ever. Like, that was really crazy. Mm. Like, I was like, I thought she was about to cry, but then I was like, never mind, no, she isn't. I think it was maybe the face she was making. She was like, I don't know if she did this face. That was so weird.
I feel like she's very soap opera actressy to me.
Like, she always knows, say that.
She just knows how to, like, what's, like, fake, overbearing,
you
bad acting emotion
that.
To throw out there. And
always.
Well, she acted in the past in some beats.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. See, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Then they got into Ariana's birthday, and Andy touched a sensitive spot between her and Tom in that he brought up when she was so upset over her father's death during her birthday, and she took Tom aside and had a real deep heart-to-heart with him on camera, and Tom's like, I would never leave you alone. I'm here for you 100%. And then he's like, but tomorrow I'm going to Vegas.
Rewatching that makes me actually laugh. Because I forgot, he's like, you know the way he talks a little bit like this, like you said, he's like, I would never, I'm always here for you. But, and then he almost did this, but, you know, the boys, they want to take us, like, you know, to do bulldozers and stuff. Like, almost like a sad, I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, oh, I would be so mad. I think I'd be mad not because, like, okay, whatever, go do whatever you're going to do. But it's the fact that, like, I'm crying upset, and you're like, okay, yeah, but in the back of his head, he's trying to think of how to get out of staying there, going tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think men are punks.
What about your man?
I don't know. I think Tom had so many awkward moments this season. Like, he had such a weird, I don't know if we're getting to more who Tom really is, or they just kept editing out anything that was a saving grace, and he just, like, everything was awkward with him this year, from the flaming Cheeto tattoo on his ass to
T.I.P. his hit song, T.I.P.
his hit song, Just the Tip. I can't. Okay, well, I think we're gonna stop reading the chat now because it seems like everyone's in a fight. Anyway,
no, they're just saying Shay looks good, he does look good, that the that if you're an adult, you can handle yourself if you're not playing video games and paying bills. I have good eyes. Can you? You can't see it. Are you having a hard time seeing it? Oh,
okay.
No, it's just distracting me. Like, no, if I had it here, I'd be easier. But I'm trying to like talk, and then I'm getting distracted.
Manx 36 had a good point about Shay there with the video games. Okay, I thought it was very interesting that all the female cast members revealed that they have all taken a dip in the lady pond. Everyone except Lala, who everyone slut-shamed her all season.
Yeah.
And it seems like she's having the least sex out of everyone.
No, Lala, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was really surprised that everybody else had a female hookup and that Lala was the only one that hadn't.
Yeah, that's so weird. I never thought about that until you literally just said that.
The fact that Katie has actually shocks me.
Yeah, because supposedly she won't even get with Tom.
Well, that's the way Tom. Just seems like an old married woman to me, and I've never not known her to be with Tom. Like, she's been with Tom the entire time the show's been on.
Yeah.
And she just seems like an old married lady to me, and I just can't picture her getting down with a woman.
Oh, my God. How many years have they been together? A while.
I don't know.
Damn.
Six, seven?
So that's a long time.
I don't know.
If I'm with someone a year, I was like, ooh, a year? That's a long time. So I can't imagine 7 years.
I've been together with my boyfriend almost 8.
Damn.
I know.
That's a long time.
I just don't feel like it is. I don't know. It's weird. I guess I just have different weird standards about things than anybody else.
maybe not compared to Maria and Kevin.
Yes, our fabulous founders and CEOs who just got engaged after 19 years.
Congratulations! 19 years. And Kevin, doesn't he has a new show too,
Tomorrow Show, which aired live tonight, I believe.
tonight?
It was over. Okay, so it aired from 7 to 9 PM Pacific time. So you guys can now listen to it on iTunes or watch it on thetomorrowshow.com.
Perfect. Oh my God, I forgot that it was today. So yes.
Yep, Mondays and Thursdays.
Check it out. He's hilarious. I love, they're just the nicest people.
The St. Patrick's Day episode was so good. I learned so much. If you guys like old movie references and TV references, really fun show. There was a lot of fun, colorful language as far as...
Is it filmed here or no?
No, wow. They built another studio for it. Really cool.
Oh, yeah. That's so fun.
Back to our show. Tom.
Yes.
Speaking of colorful language and things, Tom showed his ass again. So Andy wanted to see the tattoo. So he's had one pass of a laser tattoo removal process. And I'm not sure how many more times he needs to go get that done to get it fully removed. But apparently Ariana defended how upset she was over the tattoo. Was saying, like, I love his ass. I love his ass. So I think she felt that the tattoo ruined his ass because it's so cute to her. But the tattoo looks a lot better in its faded form.
I just think it's so funny how much she cares about his ass. Like, if I had a boyfriend, one, if he got a little tattoo on his ass, it's not like he tattooed his whole butt. So right. If he got, like, a little one, even if I didn't like it, I'd be like, it's his fucking ass. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to curse like that. I don't think I'm cursed on the show like that. I'm just like, that's his freaking ass. And the fact that it was, like, for her, and it, like, if it was for me, that would be even, like, she's like, no, get rid of it. I'd be like, thank you. I mean, it's my freaking initials on his ass.
I think, like, I would prefer my boyfriend to have a tattoo on his ass rather than everywhere visible. You know? Especially if you aren't going to like it. Well, thank God it's on his ass, because that's probably that's probably the last place in the world anybody would be able to see it in public.
Do you like tattoos?
Like, I mean, I think they're okay on guys. To me, it depends what it is. Like, my boyfriend has 3, and I think they're all stupid. No, I lied. It's so mean of me to say. I think 2 of them are stupid, and he got them just because he was young and dumb and thought that, it was cool to have a tattoo, and they don't mean anything to him. And one of them's very cool and very thoughtful. And
is it for you?
No, he has down his whole forearm. It's the town he was born and... He was born in India, and it's like it says the town and then India, and it's in another language, and it's his mom's handwriting. So it just looks really good. It's like a bunch of symbols, like down his forearm, and that looks really cool because, like, that's meaningful. But the other 2 are stupid. You know that scene in Forgetting Sarah Marshall where she's like, these are all stupid. These are, like, conflicting ideologies.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
That's how I feel about his dumb tattoos. Anyway.
I love guys with tattoos. They have to be good.
Sometimes, like, some guys are super hot with them, and sometimes it's just a guy with a bad tattoo.
Yeah, it's so true. But there's, like, some guys that, like, I've known guys that have, like, a full sleeve, and then almost since there's so many tattoos, they could get the dumbest one you wouldn't even notice. Like, a stupid one right in there.
Yeah.
Won't even know.
That's a point. Good point. So then we get to a nice squabbling, like some real fights are going on in the episode. Ariana and Tom go in hard on Kristen for her apology tour. So Kristen made a big deal in the beginning of the season of apologizing to Ariana. And I actually was like totally on board thinking Kristen had turned over 100% a new leaf. Like I fell for it, you know.
I think she's better. I do.
I do too. I just think that she's not as better as I thought she was.
Yeah. I mean, you have to think that like it's very hard to like completely change your ways in a season.
Yeah. I agree.
You know.
They claim that her apology was just so that she would be able to go to Hawaii. She was just trying to make amends to go
what
to
do you think?
The group. I think they're not all wrong. I think that she does want to feel... Oops, pen just flew out of my hand. I think she did want to feel better and release all that tension and anger and stress. But I do think that the timing of it had a lot to do with Hawaii, for sure.
Yeah, it's a little ironic, I think. I think it's a little ironic for her.
Yeah.
But I just still think she's a lot better than she was. Mm. I think her therapy has helped, but when you're as crazy as she is, it's going to take a little more than like one season to get yourself together. It's going to take years of hard work. Even when you're not like that crazy, it takes years to change old habits. And especially when you're older, I'm not saying she's old, but I'm saying when you're not like a child, it's hard to get out of your own ways.
For the record, I don't think she's crazy. I think
not
she,
like mentally.
No, I think that she indulges herself a lot. Like whatever her impulse is to do in a situation, she does it.
Oh yeah, I said that wrong. I don't mean she's mentally crazy. Like I don't think that in her brain she's like actually mental. I just think that when I say crazy, she's just is a crazy personality and she'll do crazy things, say crazy things. Mm. There's a difference.
I don't even think it's like crazy, say crazy things.
Really?
I think it's like say whatever she wants. Say what's on her mind.
I think, but she's a little nuts. She's okay. A little cray cray.
For the record, Kristen, I don't think you're crazy. I'm a Kristen. Anyway, they all are still arguing over the Tom and Ariana hookup, which like effing admit it, Tom and Ariana. Like, they're like, okay, so it happened, big deal, it wasn't a hookup. Like, well, Kristen was worried about it. She was right about it. Just effing admit it. Like, just effing admit it. She's not saying you guys slept together. She's saying it was a hookup, which it was. I mean, to me, it is.
And then they get so defensive, and Kristen was right there. And, like, and everyone just kind of tunes her out because they're like, oh, Kristen's crazy, this or that. But, like, she was right.
She's right. Like, Kristen's right. She's right.
Because, but then they get so defensive. Tom and Ariana get so defensive over it. It's like, it's just a kiss, like, relax. And then they're just like, no, no, no. I'm like, come on.
I think that they just need to own up to it. Like, they've admitted that it happened, but, like, own up to what it was. Be like, yeah, Kristen, you to hunt. You're right. But they'll never admit that. I thought it was funny how Tom really has a hard time spinning out his thoughts or saying anything in a quick sentence.
Yeah.
And so Andy asked him about, you know, are you at peace? What would it ever take for you to be at peace with Kristen? And he started on this, dude, Andy, I'm at peace. I think I see Andy get so frustrated with Tom too. He's just kind of like, spit it out. But it never
sorry, happened. I'm getting tweets right now. So
oh,
I'm
you
like,
are fine. Anything exciting?
I'm trying.
Justine
to see.
Almost just spilled her drink. That's why she screamed. Her mug fell over.
No, it's like freezing on me.
Mm. You know what I thought was so obnoxious was James, every single time Kristen tried to speak, James trying to chime in. No matter who was on the other side of the conversation with Kristen, he would back them up.
Yeah.
And I guarantee he knew nothing of what he spoke about. He just was like, yeah, Kristen, you're horrible. Ugh. It was so obnoxious.
Yeah, my thing is like... Like freezing.
Wi-Fi's not working.
Yeah, because it wasn't even letting me do Snapchat before, so.
Let's see. I got some tweets too. Let me see if it works. Oh no, my Wi-Fi failed.
So right? It's not
the
just
Wi-Fi
me.
Went out. I know. I think James needs to shut the hell up. He's just trying to be. I think he's just trying to get some screen time during the reunion when the conversation's not about him, which it really hasn't been at all, except for the very beginning when they talked about his behavior of being drunk at work. And I don't think it's working. And I think he seems like an idiot.
He just always has something to say. Always, always, always. Mm. Like he was acting so immature. Like just like, da, da, da. Like you're the one that went over to hang out with Kristen. You hung out with her. You hooked up with her. And then now you're like, shut up, Kristen. Let Lala talk. Like he's just, he was being so immature. And that's another thing. It's like, and he wasn't even drunk. He wasn't even drinking. And he was acting so annoying. And I'm like, I don't know with him.
I think he's so obnoxious. Okay, so I'm going to end where I began. Underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed this episode. But my girl Stassi is back next week on the reunion. So hopefully I am very excited to see this argument with her and Lisa go down over Lisa paying the fee for the sex tape to keep the sex tape out of.
She was like, what did she say about it being $900?
Oh, Andy's like, why 900 and not 1,000? She's like, apparently I'm not very good at making a sex tape. I'm only worth $900, which is hilarious because do you remember earlier in the season when I said, I can't believe that Stassi wasn't like, my vagina's worth way more than $900.
Yes.
I think Stassi's turned over a new leaf of all people. I love it.
It's so bad. I was like, oh, her hair looks super blonde. I love it. Like, I'm looking at their freaking, like their makeup and their hair.
Well, it's so good. Like, it's so professional. They do their own, really, most of the time. Sometimes.
Yeah,
on the show. So when it comes around to the reunion and they get professionals come in and do it, it's, like, exciting. You're amped up, you know? It's an amplified version of them, and I love it. Okay, let's do predictions for next week.
We're like waiting for you. You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. All right, what do you think? What do you think?
I think that Stassi's gonna come in and they're gonna cause a huge riot. Her and Lisa, they're gonna be. Having their, what is it called? Not going at, yeah, going at it. Like, I think that they're gonna, I don't know, just argue. I think it's, majority's gonna be them arguing because she wasn't on the show this week.
Okay.
That's what I think. What do you think?
I think that fight between her and Lisa is gonna be major. And I think we're gonna get some really good details revealed about the sex tape and the paying off and what else happened that Stassi really hated Lisa for a while and was talking very badly about her in public in the past. So I can't wait for all those deets. And I think that, or I'm hoping that, we get a little more James and Lala next week and then it's not so blasé. Like, I don't know. It just was so, like, weak. So I loved them this season. Like, I thought the way that they edited the relationship the two of them had and their drama was great, and I loved them both as characters on the show. But now that we're at the reunion, it's kind of like Lala was so her real self, there's nothing left to say, and James is kind of so weird. I don't know if he's stone sober or not at this reunion, but something's going on with him. And I just need him to not be such a douche. Okay.
I need him to not be such a douche.
Well, that is going to do it for us for this week, you guys. Next week, we'll be back with the full panel for our final, I believe, the final bit of the reunion, part two. Justy, where can they find you on social media, love?
You can find me on Twitter at JustineDevanna3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It With Justine. Make sure to head over to my Instagram, again, Let's Face It With Justine, because I'm doing a huge giveaway with actually one of... It's the Too Faced Peach Palette. So I'm doing a giveaway with someone, and check that out, and you can see how to enter on my Instagram.
I'm going to enter.
Totally.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, and it's all at the one same handle. It's all at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER. Thanks, guys. Good night, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.